Good evening and welcome to the DadNotMom.com podcast. My name is Shane Beckett and I'm your host tonight. This is episode number one of the DadNotMom.com podcast. Today we're just hoping to introduce you to what are all things DadNotMom.com, talk to you about what's going on the website, on the blog, and what I'm going to be talking about as far as podcasting, vodcasting and blogging. So, let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name's Shane. I'm the dad of two great kids. My daughter, we'll just call her Moo to give her some anonymity. She's 9 years old. She's a great kid. She's in grade four. She's, reading at a grade eight level. She's just that all around, wonderful, beautiful little girl, who's just loving school and loving everything about life. My son, we call him Bud Bud. Again, we'll save his anonymity for later. I don't necessarily want to embarrass him, in the world of podcasting and vodcasting. Anyways, old Bud Bud, he's 6 years old. He's into sports. He's just a guy's guy. He loves to wrestle. He loves to fart. He loves all that type of stuff. So those are my kids. My wife, well, you know, she's a school teacher. She teaches grade six at a local elementary school. And you know, she's great. She thinks I'm just crazy for doing all this podcasting stuff and getting all this stuff going with the blog and whatever else, but she's very supportive. She just thinks I'm a little nuts. And, you know, my name's Shane. I'm a high school teacher. I do all types of crazy stuff over there at the high school. I'm athletic director. I'm a guidance counselor. I work in alternative education. I teach phys ed. I wear a lot of different hats, and so it makes life a little bit complicated. But I'm loving the world of learning the online stuff and learning how to blog. And this blog is really going to be about me learning to be a better me, and hopefully through me learning to be a better me, you can be a better you. I'm really all about that idea of, you know, being better in all ways and being better always. And so that's really what I'm trying to do. On my blog, dadnotmom.com. I don't know. I thought it rolled off the tongue, but it doesn't do so well when you're trying to say it fast. Anyways, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff on there where it's just talking about me becoming, me and getting better at, all things in life. I'm really into technology. I'm getting really into, productivity and, I'm a guy's guy, so I like that fantasy football as well. On that note, I've been doing a lot of stuff on the fantasy football. I've opened up my very own website here at dadnotmom.com, but we're also I'm also part of a partnership with a couple of buddies where we have now opened up a fantasy football website called thefantasyfootballauction.com. So if you're into fantasy football, give that a little check out. I'll have that in the show notes on the website. So the things that I'm doing on that website, the football website, I'm learning a lot about how to start a website, how to use WordPress, how to run a podcast, how to do a vodcast, affiliate marketing, product reviews, all that type of stuff. And a lot of the stuff I'm learning doesn't really apply to the fantasy football website. So I thought, you know, knowledge is power. And so why not try to share some of that knowledge? So that's why I've decided to continue on with running my own little site and running my own little blog so that I can track some of my progress. And if other people are trying to progress the way that I am, then maybe they can do the same thing too. Over on the website, I've taken a couple of product reviews. You know, I talked about a birthday present I got for my wife. I just turned 40. She bought me a Big Jam Jawbox, and it's awesome. It's a Bluetooth wireless speaker. I take it around with me everywhere. It runs off my phone. It has amazing sound. So I've written a little review about that. I've really been interested in podcasts, and we've been podcasting the football site for about 6 or 8 months now, and I've been just living on podcasts every day, every night. I listen to tons of them, and right now I'm really into Tim Ferriss. I've been all over his interviews on different podcasts, and I've been learning a lot that way. So I reviewed one of his books, The 4-Hour Chef, which is brand new. It's out on Amazon. It's not available in Barnes & Noble or anything like that. So check out dadnotmom.com for that review as well. So I've done a couple of product reviews over there just to kind of tell you some things that I'm kind of interested in. I'm really excited about a blog post I have coming up soon where I talk about my top three online influences. Over the last few months, things have been really hectic and busy in my life with school being busy and family life being busy. The idea of starting two brand new websites. I have a busy podcast. I'm doing home renos. I'm doing all that stuff. And yet, you know, I feel like I got time to do all of this stuff. Yeah. Okay. It's late at night right now. And we were up for a couple hours trying to figure out how to use Google Hangouts for our fantasy football podcast. So I thought, well, I'm all set up for a podcast. I might as well just record my first one over here. But I've been learning lots of really cool and interesting stuff that I'd like to share. And I've been learning lots of stuff online, and I have three amazing influences right now online that have really helped to give me not only the motivation to do the things that I'm doing online, and not only give me the resources to do the things I'm doing online, but also just to give me the energy and, you know, the personal motivation to do these types of things. So I have a blog post coming up. It was amazing. I sent out a couple of cold emails to the different sites that I'm really paying attention to right now. And, you know, as a new blogger, I was really surprised that they would give me the time of day, let alone, reply to an email and say thanks, but no thanks. But no, all three guys. And that's all I had to do was send out three emails, and I got a response from all three of them. So I have a blog post coming up that's going to talk about, the Bulletproof Executive. I've been following the Bulletproof Diet, and that's something I'll track a little bit on my blog as well. I've really been able to learn a lot about myself and a lot about what I'm doing and what I'm eating and what I'm putting into my body and how that's going to affect going forward. So the Bulletproof Executive, I've been following the Bulletproof Diet, and it's been amazing. I've always been a guy who's in good shape. I'm a phys ed teacher. I've been athletic. You know, and in mid-November, I was weighing 235 pounds. I wasn't really enjoying the little bit of excess that was going around the belly. And so I was just looking for, thinking about doing something new, but hadn't really paid attention to too much. And I stumbled across the Bulletproof podcast, and it was a life changer. I've followed that diet. I've lost 30 pounds in, you know, a little over 3 months, and that took me through Christmas and through my birthday with all the cake and stuff that's going on. And it's been absolutely amazing. But the weight loss was just a byproduct. That's not really why I was doing it. I really believed in the system, and being a professional in physical education, I understood the principles of it, and it just seemed right. And the energy that I've been getting out of that has been enabling me to do all this other fun stuff. So it's been awesome. So check them out, bulletproofexec.com. Check out the podcast too, Dave Asprey. It's amazing. Just, you know, go on your Google, or sorry, your podcast app, type in Dave Asprey, type in Bulletproof Diet, and you'll find tons of sweet information. So anyway, so I asked him, you know, the three questions, and he answered me right away, and I'll be posting that stuff on the blog, and I'll do a little podcast about that. The next site I learned about through that podcast was a site called lessdoing.com. And I was looking to become a little bit more productive. I was worried about the fantasy football site, you know, taking off a little bit, and that I wouldn't have enough time to do all of those things and still be an amazing dad. Or at least I think I try to be an amazing dad and a good teacher and a good husband and a good friend and all those types of things. So I went to this site, Less Doing, and really his principle, he followed an 80-20 rule, which is similar to Tim Ferriss, except for his is different. He says, spend 20% of the time doing 80% of your work. It's kind of how Tim Ferriss talks about it, and not here. This idea of less doing isn't about being more productive to be able to do more in your day. It's about being more productive so that you don't have to do as much in your day, and you can spend more time doing the stuff you really want to do. And that was something I thought was awesome. How can I make my job a little bit more efficient, a little bit more automated, so that I could do the things like the fantasy football and this blog too? So I was pretty excited by that. Lessdoing.com. Ari Meisel, he was great. I sent him an email and he responded right away. He's got an ebook that he's put out too. And I'll have some information on that on my website as well. And, the last one, once I started getting involved in a lot of this, trying to set up a website, I learned a lot about smart passive income. And Pat Flynn has been very inspirational as far as his podcast and the things that are going on there. And I've learned a lot about how to do affiliate marketing and how to make some money online. So those are the types of things I'm going to try to apply not only to the fantasy site, and the fantasy site, it doesn't really work for a lot of the different things that affiliate marketing lends itself to, but it definitely does lend itself to the dadnotmom.com site. So I'm going to take a lot of the things that I'm learning and that I couldn't apply to the fantasy site and put that on my site. So you can track me and how to start a website, how to start affiliate marketing, how to do all of those things through my website. You can learn about the different things that I'm doing with my body, with the bulletproof diet, productivity things that I'm learning from lessdoing.com, and then follow me on and my mission to make a little bit of side cash on my website through affiliate marketing and passive income. I think it's an amazing thing. I got all types of different ideas that I'm trying to work on right now. It's just a matter of trying to find the time, which is what Less Doing is going to help me, and it's a matter of finding the energy, and that's what Bulletproof is doing. You know, an example of that Bulletproof, I came home the other night after curling with my buddies and having a couple beers after and hanging out with the boys, and it's 10:30 and I was still pretty wired. So I thought to myself, hey, that coffee that I had just after dinner, that's probably kicking in right now. So why don't I do a little bit of fantasy football, website stuff. So sat down and did a little bit of work for about an hour, and it was 11:30 and I thought I better go to bed, and my wife's going to kill me. And, I went to go set up the coffee for the next morning and dumped out the old coffee grounds. And, when I did that, the coffee grounds were dry, and I'm like, why are they dry? And then I think to myself, well, I didn't even have coffee tonight. I set it all up, but I didn't even turn it on. So I didn't have coffee before I went to curling. So I'm wired just because I'm wired. And that's probably because of all the bulletproof diet and just the way that it's making me feel. I mean, right now it's 12:45. I've been on a skiing vacation for the weekend with my family. I drove all day, through some pretty deep snow to get home. Spent, the evening with my family. We watched Soul Surfer. I did some work on different podcasting and website type stuff. I spent a few hours trying to set up the fantasy site. And now look at me, it's 12:45 and I'm starting my first podcast on dadnotmom.com. So Bulletproof's been absolutely amazing. Why don't I take you through my website right now, and I'll just tell you a little of what's going on as far as the blog and some of the other entries that I have in there. And then we'll sign off and we'll figure out how to make this sound like a real podcast. So I'm going to click, I'm on Google Hangouts right now, and I'm learning from the fantasy stuff that this is an awesome way of recording live video. It automatically uploads to YouTube, which is incredible. And then I just take the audio off of that YouTube video and make a podcast. We did it for the first time last week with great success with the fantasy podcast. And so I'm going to continue to try to do that here with my own personal. So I'm just going to click on screen share, which sends you over to the things that I have on my website. And there you go. So there's my Google Plus that I've just kind of got dialed in. And I'm going to click here and take you to dadnotmom.com. So you can see right away that I've blogged about what I did during my first week, about how I started a blog, and really the concept of just doing it. You know, so many people talk about wanting to do it and then they don't. Just sit down and do it. Make some mistakes. Get better because of it. There's the Tim Ferriss stuff with the 4-Hour Chef, and a little review about the 4-Hour Chef that's coming up. And, I'm going to put a link on there on how you can get the audiobook, which I think I'm going to take a look at. My Big Jam Box by Jawbone, the review of that Bluetooth speaker. These are all things I've got so far. To-do list, talking about the crazy things that I'm doing right now, in my personal life and how I'm still finding time to do this. So that's the to-do list stuff. And there you go. We're back to week one. So we got a lot of interesting stuff already on there. I try to make my writing really like the way I'd speak. So, you know, trying to make it interesting to read and to listen to, and nothing too long, trying to keep it bulleted, giving you information, giving you links and all that type of stuff. So that's what the website looks like. And I'm pretty excited by it. I've never made a website before, and now all of a sudden I have two different websites going. One that I'm talking about how I'm learning about websites, and one that, you know, it's really we're trying to do something with. Our fantasy football website is auction only based. I think it's a growing niche. So it makes it kind of a niche site. You know, we're looking to make ebooks and that type of thing to sell to the public. We have a little bit of affiliate marketing. We've got some daily fantasy sites and some gambling sites that are really interested in our stuff. So really excited about what's going on over there. But I'm also really excited about stuff that I'm doing on my end as well. So I'm really thinking about doing a weekly podcast when it comes to this to try to keep you all in updated on what's going on dadnotmom.com. I'm trying to do weekly, if not twice a week, doing blog posts right now to get that site rolling. I'm getting some good interaction on Twitter, so you can follow me there. I'm at dad.mom. I have the Google Plus site, so please check me out there. It's dad.mom again at Google Plus. I'm trying to get the podcast rolling, so check that out. I'm going to be on Podomatic, and I'm going to post links on my website and as well put the links on Twitter. I'm going to start up a Facebook page. We're just going to try to be all over the place and see what we can do. So if one or two people are only paying attention and they get something out of this, then great. And if 102 people get something out of this, that's awesome too. Really, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to document what I'm doing in my life, try to keep myself accountable, and try to apply some of the principles that I've learned. And if that works for you, then that's awesome. So, check it out. I'm going to be on iTunes. We're going to get this podcast up on iTunes. Leave a comment there. Give me a rating. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. We're on YouTube right now, so check that out on YouTube. And leave me a comment there. Subscribe. Tell me you hate it. Tell me you love it. These are all things that I want to learn, and I'm just trying to get better. I'm trying to get better always and in all ways. So, really, that's just the key to this whole thing. So, check it out there. Find me on Twitter. Follow me there. I'm going to be all over the place. I just want to teach you some of the things that I'm learning myself. And if you want to learn some of that stuff, that's awesome. I'm just a dad who's just trying to get better in all different areas. So, that's my first podcast. It's really short and sweet. I'm going to have a little bit of a better script and a little bit more of a layout coming out, upcoming, but I really wanted to get one just out there. So, let me know what you think. Check it out on iTunes. Check me out online. Check me out on, Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus. It's dadnotmom.com, the website that's about dads trying to get better, not just moms. And we're trying to get better always and in all ways. So thanks a lot for listening. Stay tuned for next week. We're going to have another podcast and another video podcast coming up. So check us out at dadnotmom.com. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later. Bye now.